Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and a very happy holiday greetings to those of you celebrating Hanukkah, and advanced greetings to those of you about to celebrate Christmas, and of course, a happy new year. We'll be broadcasting all throughout the holiday season, and we'll be live because, as it happens, Christmas and New Year's are midweek, and we're going to maintain our weekend broadcast schedule, so stay with us through the holidays. We'll provide you with the useful information that will make your holidays a little healthier. 888-302-3684 is our number. And this week in our newsletter, and you can find it on Facebook, you can find it at drhoffman.com, I offer tips for the top 10 New Year's resolutions that you can keep. You know, people make unrealistic New Year's resolutions, like, I want to lose 30 pounds. Okay, or they, you know, something vague, or like, I want to be healthier this year. Well, what does that mean? How do you translate that into an action plan? My 10-point program will provide you with a detailed action plan that will definitely make you healthier in 2015. These are resolutions that you can keep. You know, only 8% of resolutions that people make are actually implemented during a given year. So we want to make your New Year's resolutions a success. Check them out at drhoffman.com. That's our lead article this week, and you would have received it if you had subscribed to our newsletter. So subscribe and get some useful health tips in your email box every week. All right, 888-302-3684. How old do you feel? Think about it, because the answer may actually predict how long you'll live. So, you know, chronologically, I am 62. If you were asking how I feel, well, it depends on the day. But, you know, usually ranges anywhere from 22 to 50, somewhere in and around, you know, usually around 35. Mentally, you know, on a given day, it could be anywhere from 7 to 18. You know, the median is about age 13. According to British research, that may have your self-assessment may have an impact on your likelihood of surviving to a ripe old age. They posed the question, how old do you feel, to 6,500 adults. And as expected, those who felt younger than their real age lived the longest over the following 8 years. The average real age of those questions was about 66. Feeling older was a predictor of death. And older feeling adults were about 40% more likely to die than younger feeling adults. And so, you know, clearly, if you're really sick, if you're about to die, you're more likely to say, I feel old. But they actually did some controls on this. They controlled for illnesses, wealth, education, smoking, alcohol intake, and physical activity. And so they actually tried to get some of the distortion out of this study. But it's really possible that mental attitude shapes your longevity. It may be that those who feel younger have, according to the authors, quote, greater resilience, sense of mastery, and will to live. So you're only as old as you think you are. And feeling younger than your stated age is a form of constructive denial. It is denial. There's no question. It's denial of reality, but it's a constructive denial that may help you live longer. All right, let's talk to Elaine in Wayne, New Jersey. How you doing, Elaine?
Good morning. I have a question about lipase. Is it true that lipase or other supplemental enzymes should not be taken with betaine hydrochloride or hydrochloric acid, which could destroy the enzymes?
Where did you get that from?
I read it somewhere.
Okay. Well, you know, I got to say, that's kind of a little bit of an obscure piece of information, and I'm not sure that that's entirely true. You know, lipase is a fat-digesting enzyme, and so I'm not sure why it would act on betaine, which is actually a water-soluble substance. And, I think the reason that this question is coming up is there are supplements that are combo supplements. They're digestive aids that have a dual purpose. They provide some hydrochloric acid, which helps to break down food in the stomach, and then they provide some digestive enzymes, which actually work in the small intestine to break down fat, protein, and carbohydrates. So lipase breaks down fat, and proteases break down protein, and disaccharidases break down carbohydrates. And so combining them, I think it's more a matter of timing. I think that if you want to help your digestion and you're using these types of things, you would take the betaine hydrochloride prior to a meal to acidify your stomach so that upon receipt of the food is better digested in the stomach. The stomach is already pre-acidified. And then to assist subsequent digestion, you may, at the end of the meal, want to take, or with the meal, you may want to take your pancreatic enzymes, which are often a combo of, the protein digesting, the fat digesting, and the carbohydrate digesting enzymes. So that's my take on that. It's a little bit of an obscure question, but I'm trying to discover the rationale behind it. I think that's where it's coming from.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you for your call, and a very, very happy holiday to you. And let's take a call now from Al in Brooklyn. How you doing, Al? Al, you got to turn down that radio in the background. Are you there, Al? Okay, I guess Al's going to run over and turn down the radio in the background. All right, here's an item that I think you'll want to hear about. It has to do with the issue of environmental pollution. Pregnant women may nearly double their risk of giving birth to a child with autism by inhaling smog spewed by vehicles or smokestacks, according to a new Harvard study. Now, this is interesting because we got an epidemic of autism going on, and it's unclear what the cause of it is. Is it dietary? Is some people allege, is it because of vaccines? Is it the hygiene hypothesis that we disinfect our environment? We don't have contact with germs. Is it lack of vitamin D because we all stay inside? I mean, any number of theories have been enunciated as to why we're seeing more autism. I think the least plausible theory is that we didn't recognize it before. Now we're seeing it more because we have better diagnostic techniques. I think there really is an uptick in the incidence of autism, dramatically so. And according to this study done at Harvard, there is a link between air pollution and autism. And that makes sense because air pollution has damaging effects on all parts of the body. And in particular, the developing fetus is vulnerable to the effects of environmental toxins, whether it's lead, mercury, cadmium. Those are constituents of air pollution, but also the dangerous hydrocarbons that are spewed from automobile exhausts and smokestacks. So, I got to say, when it comes to global warming, or as it's now referred to, climate change, I'm an agnostic because I take a scientific perspective on this. Are there more storms now? Well, there have been years where the Earth has warmed, the Earth has cooled. For reasons unknown, is it human caused? Do we need to curtail industry and lower our carbon footprint in order to turn around an environmental disaster? Well, I think that's still unsettled science, in my opinion. And, I know that by saying that, I invite being called a flat earther, a global warming denialist. I'm not one of the cool kids. But when it comes to environmental pollution, I am very, very concerned about environmental pollution, because whether or not you believe that the stuff that we put, the garbage we put into our environment, is going to change the climate of the Earth, it's definitely going to adversely affect our health. And here's yet another indication that there are dangers from environmental pollution, that the pollution may increase the risk of autism. And, you know, it's now been estimated that 2 million deaths, additional deaths worldwide are caused by environmental pollution. And that's, I think, a gross underestimate. Long-term exposure to environmental pollution has been linked to heart disease risk. It's been linked to diabetes risk in children. It's been linked, of course, to childhood asthma and respiratory disease, and even to appendicitis. There's actually a study that I came up with that shows that environmental pollution is associated with higher risk of appendicitis. So, you know, you don't necessarily have to invoke climate change, global warming, to want to curb the amount of junk that industry spews in the environment. We certainly need environmental controls. I think that's a bipartisan political issue, as far as I'm concerned. All right, 888-302-3684. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. I'll answer more of your questions in just a moment.
Why Kyolic? Well, all the numbers add up for your health. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement for heart health available on the market today. For over 40 years, Kyolic has been the leading garlic supplement in America. Kyolic is 50 times richer than raw garlic in active beneficial compounds. Kyolic is organically grown and aged for 20 months to enhance its nutritional value, creating beneficial compounds not found in fresh or powdered garlic, but only in aged garlic extract from our farms in California. For maximum purity. Over 750 scientific studies at major universities such as Brown, Cornell, and UCLA prove that Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is working to enhance your body's immune function, protect your cells from free radical damage, and reduce the widest range of cardiovascular risk factors. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. Call today at 1-800-421-2998 for your free sample of Kyolic.
Why do I use Clear Sinus Care? Because I like to breathe.
Because I hate having a dry nose.
There are a lot of reasons to use Clear Sinus Care, the nasal rinse and sinus spray with xylitol. But the best reason is because it works.
I use Clear because my doctor told me to.
Because it's all natural.
Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R, moisturizes and soothes those dry and irritated sinuses. Clear Sinus Care not only helps with dry air problems, it also helps wash away pollens, pollutants, and other airborne contaminants, making your sinus passageways all clear.
Because my snoring was keeping my wife awake.
Because now I'm not all stuffed up.
And because it's all natural, Clear is 100% safe for children. The perfect way to keep your whole family healthy and breathing right. Prevent the misery and stop the suffering with Clear. That's X-L-E-A-R at clear.com and fine retailers.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shop, and other fine natural products retailers.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Who says there are no second chances in life? We're going to give Al a second chance. How you doing, Al? Are you there?
Okay.
Good, good. What's your question, please?
I have two different kinds of questions. My first question is, I'm told that I have kidney problems. There's protein in there.
Protein in your urine. Mm-hmm.
And nobody has given me any clue as to what I can do to improve the kidney. That's one question. The other question is, my research has shown that people have been trying to say that the hidden Jewish genetic link is Tay-Sachs. I think it's handedness. And I don't know whether that would interest you at all.
Well, yeah, I've got a comment on the second one. It's got a little bit of an obscure argument about whether handedness has something to do with... Are you talking about longevity or...
No. Ashkenazic Jews have double the amount of left-handedness. Of the group, they have the highest IQ of any other group. And I think that the handedness shifts the dominance of the brain hemisphere.
But it's just actually, it's interesting you mentioned it, because there actually was a study on handedness recently, and it shows that people who are left-handed actually are less successful in life. I think that would go against the history of the Jewish immigrants in the United States, who actually become one of the most successful group of immigrants in terms of the waves of immigrants to the United States so far. But anyway, coming back to your original question, I think a more important question is kidney problems. Okay, so what do you do if you have kidney problems? Well, it depends on the nature of the kidney problem. I mean, what causes the kidneys to begin to fail? Well, chronic hypertension, you know, you got to control blood pressure. Blood sugar problems, and if you have, you know, 1 + 1 = 4, when you have a synergistic effect that goes beyond just an additive effect, when you have hypertension and diabetes together, that can really damage your kidneys and lead to kidney failure and dialysis or kidney replacement, kidney transplantation. So those are the main things that need to be controlled. I hope that your doctors, even without explaining it to you, are trying to control your blood pressure. But they should be talking to you more about what you can do from the standpoint of lifestyle to try and curb insulin resistance, optimize your weight, promote circulation. Are there some things that you should be taking to support kidney function? Well, actually, some studies have shown that N-acetylcysteine is good for the kidneys. It actually helps to support kidney function. If there's an inflammatory problem, and sometimes when people's kidneys fail, there is, then natural anti-inflammatories are helpful. Fish oil. Very beneficial, usually, for the kidneys, and definitely not harmful. You have to be a little careful when you have a kidney problem. There are certain supplements you shouldn't take too much of. You shouldn't take too much potassium, for example, or too much magnesium. This can actually overload the kidneys. As to diet, in the past, they said, well, go on an ultra-low-protein diet. Well, usually an ultra-low-protein diet is a diet that is fairly high in carbohydrates, and that can cause insulin resistance. So we recommend a moderate protein diet with fat as a preferred source of fuel. Yeah, fat, and less in the way of carbohydrates, because the more insulin you generate, the more your blood sugar can rise and damage your kidneys ultimately. There you have it. All right. This is a very interesting item that's in the New England Journal of Medicine this week. It made a big splash because it's a natural compound that may help smokers quit. And great news for 2015 when people are making smoking cessation resolutions. It's very unusual to see an article like this in the New England Journal of Medicine, a very mainstream journal. But it's a natural compound, a chemical found in the seeds of the golden rain tree. The chemical is cystine. No, it's not cysteine. It's not something that's available in health food stores in America. It is available, however, in Eastern Europe. They use it as a smoking cessation method. To the brain, cystine looks a little like nicotine, so it works to alleviate urges to smoke, and it reduces the severity of nicotine withdrawal. Plus, if you do smoke while using cystine, it's going to be less satisfying. So after a month, 40% of those taking cystine pills said they hadn't smoked, compared with just 31% of those who use standard nicotine replacement therapy with lozenges, patches, or gum. So this is something that really should be mainstreamed. Part of it is medical economics. Is it patented? Is it the regulators allowing it? But it should be mainstreamed to help people stop smoking. I think after this big article in the New England Journal of Medicine, we'll see more about cystine as a smoking cessation aid. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
The holidays are my favorite time of year, but along with family fun and festivities comes a whole lot of food. That can cause digestive distress. I'm Marty Whitaker, certified clinical nutritionist and author of Natural Alternatives to Nexium, Maalox, Tagamet, Prilosec, and other acid blockers. Most people don't realize that indigestion, heartburn, bloating, and gas are often caused by a bacterial imbalance in the GI tract. That's why I recommend taking a good quality probiotic daily. My favorite is Dr. O'Hare's Probiotics. Dr. O'Hare's Probiotics exclusive formula delivers a blend of live beneficial bacteria directly to the source of your discomfort. Backed by 25 years of scientific research, this exclusive formula improves digestive pH and helps you regain bacterial balance, which in turn addresses the root cause of digestive issues. This holiday season, I encourage you to discover the Dr. O'Hare difference for yourself.
Dr. O'Hare's Probiotics are available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
For more intelligent medicine, download our free podcast at drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine, a program note to New York listeners. Sometime in the next half hour, we're going to give way to basketball, Rutgers basketball. But if you want to hear the rest of the program, if you missed the first hour, you can go check out our podcast on Monday, because we broadcast live each week from noon to 2 p.m., regardless of sports preemptions. There's a program there for you to listen to and enjoy if you download it from drhoffman.com. Or you can subscribe via iTunes or Stitcher, whatever works for you. All right, you heard me this year talking a lot about nitric oxide, and we had a fascinating, fascinating interview on our Intelligent Medicine podcast with Dr. Nathan Bryant, who's one of the world's foremost nitric oxide researchers. In 1998, there was actually a Nobel Prize awarded to scientists who discovered nitric oxide's effects on the body. It has pervasive effects, helping to keep our arteries wide and flexible. And it also is something that enhances athletic performance. That's how I got interested in it, because I was drinking beet juice, which is arduous to prepare and, frankly, doesn't taste that great. It kind of makes me gag, but I choked down in order to increase my athletic performance. I would sometimes drink that before a triathlon. And then I discovered that there are products that actually deliver equivalent benefits. And one of those products is Super Beets. Clinical studies have shown that two glasses of beetroot juice per day can increase stamina in cyclists by 16%. So I wanted some of that, and I do this now routinely before each bout of exercise. If you want to check this product out, make it part of your New Year's resolution. Kick off the new year with a shot of good health. The product is Super Beets, and they'll send you a bonus canister free with this special offer. Drink Super Beets for just a week, and I think you're going to feel the results, or you can get your money back. Go to intelligentbeets.com. That's intelligentbeets.com. Or call 1-800-738-2198. Tell them I sent you. 800-738-2198. One more time, 800-738-2198 or intelligentbeets.com. Check this product out. I think you're going to really find it beneficial. And even if you're not an athlete, it's something that I think is going to be really a new supplement category for 2015. All right, let's talk to Walter. Hey, Walter, how you doing? By the way, our number is 888-302-3684, and we will take phone calls. Even if we're off the air. All right, go ahead.
Oh, good.
Yep.
Thank you very much for taking my call, Doctor.
Yep.
The last time that I saw you was in Dr. Morty Jacobs' office.
Wow, that takes us way back.
I thought you were a medical student
at
that time.
Blast from the past. Oh, my goodness. We're talking like 30, 35 years ago.
Okay. Absolutely, yes.
Yep.
And he was some wonderful chiropractor.
Yes, indeed.
Well, reason why I called is I heard you talk to someone who called about digestive enzymes, and you mentioned taking hydrochloric acid at the beginning of the meal. And
right.
I said, wait a second. If you take it at that time, the body is going to stop making its own. And then you're going to lose out and not have enough hydrochloric acid. Best to take it at the end of the meal.
That's a very interesting point. And, you know, look, I think there's something to be said for what you're saying. Because there might be feedback inhibition of your own production of hydrochloric acid.
Yeah,
you
know,
So I think that's a point well taken.
And some of the doctors, you know, like Dr. Marshall, et cetera, they all feel that by taking hydrochloric acid, other than the end of the meal, you might say, hey, stop the presses.
Here's something that I've always been perplexed by. And, you know, you sound like a wonky scientific kind of guy. You understand physiology and medicine. Is that the stomach makes hydrochloric acid at about a pH of 2, which is a very low pH. I mean, you can literally dissolve like a nail in that kind of pH. I mean, it's very, very powerfully acidic. And betaine hydrochloride is only, you know, it's about a pH 4, which means it's like 1/100th of the acidity of the stomach. So how much does that help digestion? I answer the question, but I'm not particularly a fan of acidifying the stomach as a means of improving digestion. I think in people with very weak digestion, the betaine hydrochloride might help a little bit, but I'm not even sure how that works.
Yeah, but the thing is that also the hydrochloric acid opens up the end of the stomach and closes the beginning of the stomach, so you don't get gastric esophageal reflux. So the stomach has to be acid.
So there is the point that it affects motility. In other words,
absolutely,
that it's the signal that prevents either gastric dumping, you know, going into the small intestine, or that helps to close the esophagus. Okay, yeah, maybe that's how that could work, is not so much because it helps to digest the food, but as a signaling molecule, as a way that you affect motility in some way. Maybe that's the angle there, is that people feel better, but not nearly because they digest food, you know, or break down food better. Yeah, interesting point.
Stop the lactic acid production in the stomach, the fumes of which will cause esophageal reflux.
Okay. Well, some people feel better with that. Some people feel better with hydrochloric acid. But, you know, I got to say, one of the problems with taking betaine hydrochloric acid is that some people are intolerant to it. So, you know, I got to try it. It's one of those things where I don't think there's a test necessarily that's going to tell you that you need it. You just have to try it and see if it makes you digest better. I thank you for your call. All right, 888-302-3684, that's our number. And when we return, more of your questions and more intelligent medicine on this pre-holiday weekend. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Hi, I'm Susie Cohen, author of The 24-Hour Pharmacist and Drug Muggers. I understand the value of medication, but in the process of helping, they can rob the body of many essential nutrients. I call them drug muggers because they spark side effects that are often diagnosed as a new disease. Every medication, whether over-the-counter or prescription, robs the body of beneficial bacteria. That's why I recommend probiotics for anyone taking medication and for good health in general. Bacterial balance is vital for healthy digestion, improved immunity, and tip-top health. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics nurtures the garden of bacteria that is distinctive to your body. Backed by 25 years of research, Dr. O'Hara's exclusive formula uses living bacteria combined in a Japanese fermentation process that sets Dr. O'Hara's probiotics apart from all other brands.
Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Have you heard about the superfood discovered by Olympic athletes for its stamina-boosting effects? Beetroot juice caused waves at the last Olympics because clinical studies proved 2 glasses of beetroot juice per day could increase stamina by 16%. Beets are a nutritional goldmine full of antioxidants, polyphenols, and electrolytes. But instead of trying to drink all that beetroot juice daily, I take Super Beets to get the same great benefits. Super Beets helps your body create nitric oxide, which helps you boost circulation, relax arteries, and maintain healthy blood pressure levels. Whenever I need a performance boost, I take Super Beets. It's my new favorite product. Each great-tasting serving gives me a rush of energy and stamina. Go to IntelligentBeets.com right now, and with my special offer, you get a 30-day supply for free with your first order. Plus, get a free book, Beat the Odds, to learn more about the benefits of beets. And you get free shipping and a 100% money-back guarantee. So call 800-738-2198 or go to IntelligentBeets.com. That's 800-738-2198. Again, 800-738-2198, or go to intelligentbeats.com right now.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. We're taking your phone calls. Let's talk now to Cheryl from La Crosse, Wisconsin. How you doing, Cheryl?
I'm well, thank you.
Good. Do you listen to us live out there in La Crosse? Is there a local radio station that carries the program?
WICM.
All right. Let's hear it for WICM.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, the reason I'm calling is because, you know, there's a new sweetener. Well, it's actually not new. It's been around for quite a while, stevia.
Yeah.
But now they're marketing it with maltodextrin and also with inulin.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering, should you stick with the green and forget about the white stuff? Or, you know, what's your opinion on it?
Well, here's the deal. You know, stevia is it's traditional sweetener. It's been around for a long time. It's a very interesting story about how they had blocked stevia. The major manufacturers of sweetened beverages and artificially sweetened beverages pressured the FDA to keep stevia off the market as a sweetener in beverages. They allowed it in bulk form, but that made it so like, okay, you have to add the stevia to a drink, and it was unwieldy. And it was really an anti-competitive kind of situation. Then they decided, well, maybe, you know, if you can't beat them, let's join them. Let's use stevia, because a lot of people want natural stuff. They hate the artificial junk. And we'll boast that our soft drinks have stevia in them. The only problem is that stevia doesn't taste that great. I mean, have you tasted straight stevia? Have you, Cheryl?
Well, it does. It kind of makes
bitter.
Your tongue numb.
It's a little bitter. Yeah, it doesn't. It has a sweetish taste, but it's not that great. So what they've done is they've tried to combine it with other things. They've combined it with triolose to make something called Truvia, which is not that bad because I'm not sure that there's a lot of bad stuff about triolose unless that you drink too much of the stuff with triolose, it has a laxative effect. You can combine stevia with xylitol, and that's actually a pretty nice natural sweetener. Again, too much of it can have a laxative effect. When you combine it with maltodextrin, though, maltodextrin is just pretty caloric and, has some of the attributes of sugar. So I'm not sure that it offers much of an advantage over sugar. It's sort of, I guess it's like the hamburger helper that makes stevia taste better. But it's not a non-calorie or zero-calorie sweetener. And then the other one you mentioned that it's combined with, what was that?
Inulin, I-N-U-L-I-N.
And inulin, again, it's actually, inulin is kind of a fiber. And it's a slowly digested carbohydrate. It's actually, inulin is interesting because it's got a slightly sweet flavor and it acts as a prebiotic, which is actually good. So, of those options, I would suggest the stevia inulin combination. It's in what? What beverage is it or what product is it in?
Oh, it's just sold as a sweetener.
Mm-hmm.
No. Yeah, you can buy it in a powdered form and you use it like sugar.
Yeah. Well, here's the other problem. There are actually some studies that suggest that people who use artificial sweeteners don't lose weight and, in fact, may gain more weight. And one of the reasons for that is that if you keep playing to your sweet taste buds, you're stimulating your craving for sweets. You perpetuate it, and it's sort of a tease. And then you may, even though you're not getting any calories from your beverage or your food, you're going to seek out those calories elsewhere, somewhere else during the day. And therefore, maintaining your sweet craving by giving you artificial, phony sweeteners is ultimately losing strategy. Another reason they think that some of these chemicalized sweeteners, things like NutraSweet, don't work is because they alter the intestinal flora in such a way that they promote obesity. I'm not sure probably not the case with stevia. I don't think stevia has any harmful or negative effects, although, that probably hasn't been investigated. I don't think they've ever done a single study that looks at one-for-one substitution of stevia for sugar in diet drinks or in foods. I don't think that study's been done, but it's a study that should be done to evaluate the safety and effectiveness for stevia for weight loss.
Oh, sure. And, thanks a lot. I guess I'll just drink water.
Yeah, hey, that's a great idea, because guess what? That's why I tell people, I say, there's this amazing drink, and it's zero calories, and it's good for you, and it's totally natural, and it's cheap. It's called water. And that's all your body really needs. You don't need all that added extra flavor. I mean, people evolved over millions of years just drinking that the clear stuff without any added sweetener. And then, civilization came along and we started doing stuff to our water. All right. Thanks for your call and a very happy holiday to you. Let's talk to Samara, who is in Larchmont, New York. How you doing?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm calling on behalf of my 37-year-old daughter, who is the mother of two young children. She recently came down with some sort of arthritis-type symptoms in a couple of her fingers, as well as from time to time in her toes.
Yeah, she's young for that.
Very, very young, I know, and it's upsetting. So she had blood work done and negative for rheumatoid arthritis and the other arthritis. She does have a history of other autoimmune, very severe mono at age 19.
Right.
Two pregnancies with low platelets, treated with prednisone. So
just to cut to the chase, she has arthritis and she has autoimmunity. And so she has what is termed seronegative arthritis. In other words, it doesn't show up on the blood test, but definitely she's got an inflammatory disorder. So what should she do? Well,
right.
Okay, first, you listen to an excellent podcast that I did recently on autoimmunity with Dr. David Brady. You can go to drhoffman.com, and we've got, you know, scores and scores of podcasts there. And recently we did one devoted to autoimmunity. And among the factors, I'm not going to go, because that's a 50-minute podcast, I'm not going to go into great detail about all the aspects of that, but among the things that are important, vitamin D, omega-3 fish oil, curcumin, these are some natural things that combat inflammation. But also it's very important to evaluate diet, because there's the potential for certain foods to promote inflammation in the body, to act as what are called molecular mimics. Cleansing the gut, normalizing the intestinal flora is very important. People have taken too many antibiotics or have taken acid blockers are at risk for bacterial overgrowth and dysbiosis in the intestine, and the toxins from the bad bacteria can traverse the intestinal wall and can trigger autoimmunity and inflammatory reactions in different parts of the body, including the joints. And this is a strategy that may require some detective work. It's easy to take, you know, the so-called anti-inflammatory supplements. That's something you can do on your own, but you may require detective work by a nutritionally oriented practitioner near you, you know, wherever you, you know, wherever you reside. And that's the essence of it. It really, you can turn this around. This can be helped. I've seen it again and again with patients with lupus, with scleroderma, with rheumatoid arthritis, and other forms of inflammatory arthritic diseases. So, yeah, it's got to, you know, it's putting the pieces together, and they could be very multifaceted. All right? Let's talk to James, who's in New Jersey. Hello, James.
Yes. Dr. Hoffman, thank you for taking my call. The reason I'm calling, I'm having surgical spine surgery on January 13th. And yep. I'd like to know what the best supplements are to limit infection at the incision site, and supplements to maximize effective fusion.
Okay, well, you know, let's start with supplements to maximize effective fusion. There's one in particular that I would recommend, and I recommend it to people who are having bone surgery. And a lot of people these days are having bone surgery. They're having knee replacements. They're having hip replacements, like as in your case, you're having a spinal surgery. By the way, you're having spinal surgery for what reason? Do you have a spinal stenosis, or do you have a disc problem, or what's the deal there?
In the cervical spine area, there are, what do you call them?
Fragments. Spurs.
Spurs that are impinging on the nerve.
Okay, fine. Okay, so... So the thing that I recommend is a product called Ostinol. Ostinol is the principle behind that is it's got bone morphogenic proteins in it, which actually have been used experimentally in trying to get bones to fuse. You know, a lot of surgery is successful, but then the bones don't mesh, you know, the tissue doesn't grow together and the bones don't knit together properly. And so bone morphogenic protein, BMP, is the active principle behind Ostinol. Ostinol, it's not a calcium, it's not a vitamin D. It's a unique product that I use for severe osteoporosis, for arthritis, but specifically in patients who have or are undertaking some form of bone surgery. And sometimes bone surgery is emergency, like in my case, you know, I broke my hip, but that was before I knew about Ostinol. I wish I had, because I would have healed faster. But for my patients now undergoing hip replacement, knee replacement, these are elective procedures like yours, I recommend Ostinol. And you can find out about Ostinol on the internet, and you can check it out at drhoffman.com. It's one of the products that we carry, and it's, you have to say, it's a rather... The price point is a little high, but it's worth it because it really helps bone healing. Then I would make sure that you have a full complement of all the nutrients. You could take a multivitamin, things you shouldn't take right before surgery, not lots of fish oil because that might increase the risk of bleeding, not lots of vitamin E, but you can still take 100 or 200 in national units of vitamin E. Just don't cram yourself with vitamin E because it thins the blood. Excess ginkgo and garlic can sometimes increase bleeding. I've got an article about supplements for surgery up at drhoffman.com. If you put that into the search box, supplements for surgery, on our website, you can find the article. And it's very important for surgical healing to have vitamin C, zinc, and vitamin D on board, certainly vitamin D, because that's an element in bone healing. So those are some of the things that you want to be doing. And, you know, believe it or not, I mean, it's scary because it's close to your spine, but this surgery is very routine these days and relatively minor compared to, you know, gastrointestinal surgery, heart surgery. It's relatively superficial and you'll heal fast. And I hope that you get relief from pain. All right, we have time for a quick question from Susan. Hey, Susan, how you doing out there?
Hi. Yeah. I'm so glad to talk with you, Dr. Hoffman.
My pleasure.
My husband's older. He's 90, but he's in comparatively good shape. And a few years ago, he had very severe shingles.
So he has post-herpetic neuralgia pain still from the shingles?
Well, okay. Most of it is much better. But it's not gone.
So what's the question? Because our time is limited.
Yeah. The question is that for sleeping, because he had trouble sleeping, he was taking Elavil, you know.
Amitriptyline. Yeah.
Amitriptyline. And it worked beautifully. And it helped him sleep.
We're running out of time, so you're going to have to ask your question.
Okay. The question is, he developed a rash recently. And
that's not a question.
Well, he was told that the rash was being caused by a sensitivity to the Elavil and
sun. Hey, guess what?
Susan,
guess what? We're out of time. You didn't ask your question. You're telling us a story. I think it's sometimes hard for people to distinguish between a question and a history or a story. All right. Thanks very much for joining us, folks. And I wish you a very, very happy holiday. And please check out our newsletter because we've got... we've got all kinds of tips for the holiday, things that you can listen to, articles that you can read, and check us out on Facebook and Twitter, and make sure that you do something healthy on your own behalf. Contemplate your New Year's resolutions.